Tuesday, the 6th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we're having quite a week of thinking about things scientific because yesterday we were thinking a little bit again about creation and thinking about things like evolution and cosmology. And today we're going to be thinking about another of the early women in science. And this woman's name is Elizabeth Blackwell, and she was a doctor. So she's an interesting person because she had no actual interest in medicine until a very close friend of hers died from uterine cancer. And her friend said to Elizabeth that she wished she had had a woman doctor, female doctor, because it was so embarrassing having to deal with a male doctor with something like uterine cancer. So uterine cancer, kids, happens in that part of our body that's very private. And this caused Elizabeth to think about whether she should become a doctor. And she was interested in science and interested in medicine, and she was the first medical doctor in the United States who was a woman. And she was mentored by other people who were obviously men who were doctors, and she read lots of books from their libraries. And astonishingly, she was accepted into the Geneva Medical College. When she went to study and to go to lectures, she wasn't allowed to sit with the male students. And her teachers were apparently very embarrassed by having her in anatomy lessons. So what's anatomy? Do you remember what anatomy is? That's the parts of the body, huh? And during one lesson on reproduction, she was asked to leave, but she argued with the lecturer until she was allowed to stay. And during the summer, she worked in a Philadelphia hospital, and while she was working there, she began to become aware of how the conditions in the hospital contributed to the spread of infectious diseases. And she was one of the first people to realize that good hygiene could prevent the spread of diseases like typhus. So that's really interesting. I think it's especially interesting for all of us because we've just lived through the COVID pandemic. And in the COVID pandemic, I think all of us, even your grannies and your parents, everybody who's grown up, even the adults, had to relearn about hygiene. You know, we could think we knew about hygiene, but we didn't know about sanitizing before you touch things and sanitizing after you touch things and wearing masks. Do you remember all of that stuff, kids? Do you remember when we had to wear masks and we had to sanitize our hands all the time? And I know I read an article recently. It was talking about the spread of tummy bugs in airports around the world and how that decreased with people washing their hands more during the COVID pandemic and after it, and hasn't gotten back to the same levels it was before COVID, which is very interesting. So maybe all of us had to learn a little bit more about infectious diseases. Now, inspired by her sister, Elizabeth's sister Emily also became a doctor, so they were both two doctors and both women doctors. And with a third doctor, Dr. Mary Skwakenskwa, they opened the New York Infirmary for women and children in 1857. And there they treated poor people and taught female medical students and nurses. So in the 1800s, there was very little known about contagious diseases, and doctors often used to go from treating a patient with flu to delivering a baby without washing their hands, which caused a great spread of disease. And so Elizabeth began to call for better hygiene standards in hospitals and homes. And she was really a very important figure, both in terms of women becoming doctors and nurses, but also because of her understanding and her insight into the nature of infection and how cleanliness can help us not to catch diseases. So, let's close our eyes for a moment. I want you to think for a moment about what might God be calling you to do in your life. Here was someone who was called to be a doctor, but what might God want you to do with your life? This is an important thing for you to think about in school, because you have to think about, well, what kind of things do I need to study and to do well at to become whatever it is God wants me to be? Just have a moment of thinking, what does God want me to do? Maybe he wants me to be a teacher or nurse or a doctor, a social worker, a scientist, an engineer. Is there something God wants you to do with your life? If you're not sure, we can ask God to help you to know. And if we are sure, we can ask God to help you to become whatever it is you want to be. Amen.